We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, modest viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjialu Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Climate Change Workshop takes place in Burkina Faso. In environmental news, an alliance of governmental departments in the USA is formed to protect oceans. In sustainable living news, a United Kingdom inventor displays a transportable, earth-friendly home. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 5th, is United Nations World Environment Day. Celebrated annually, World Environment Day is to enhance international awareness of the environment and encourage urgent action. This year, it is hosted in Mexico. The 2009 theme is Your Planet Needs You, Unite to Combat Climate Change. It illustrates the vital importance of nations making a new agreement at the very crucial Climate Convention meeting in Copenhagen, Denmark in December 2009. It also advocates integrating green actions into our daily lives. The most earth-friendly step we can take now, according to many experts, is to adopt a vegan diet. With God's speed, let us rescue our home planet for the survival of all.
Flying news. Tajikistan heavily affected by floods. Incessant rainfalls have caused several floods and mudflows to sweep through 40 out of 58 Tajikistani districts. At least 9 people have succumbed to the disasters, including 3 children, while over 150 homes, several bridges, and hundreds of hectares of crop areas have been destroyed. More than 3,000 people have been evacuated to temporary shelters. Neighboring Uzbekistan has sent humanitarian aid supplies, and the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, has extended over $118,000 in assistance to the affected areas. Our thankfulness and providence bless Uzbekistan, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, and all relief personnel working to ease the situation in Tajikistan. May the flood affected be graced with a smooth recovery of their productive day-to-day lives as we strive for greater kindness toward all in the environment to help minimize events such as these.
Extreme weather affects Namibia. Unusually heavy rains that are being attributed to climate change have caused severe flooding in northern regions of the country, with water levels in the Zambezi River reaching over 8 metres. More than 700,000 people have been affected, with 40,000 homeless and in urgent need of assistance. Most homes, which are made of clay, have suffered damage or destruction, with more than 200 schools as well as health clinics closed and crops that have been devastated. Humanitarian organization Caritas Namibia has identified primary needs and is offering the distribution of aid. Supreme Master Chinghai immediately offered $15,000 if our association's relief team could go to comfort and help the victims, or that it could be sent through Caritas. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $131,000 in relief materials if obtained in the US, based on Namibia's cost of living. We appreciate Caritas Namibia's work in assisting the afflicted. Our gratefulness also for Supreme Master Chinghai's loving care for those in need. We pray for the protection of brethren in Namibia and their resiliency in recovering the normalcy of their daily lives. Let us strive ever for greater benevolence in our stewardship of the earth to help ease calamitous events such as these. Supreme Master Chinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
First-hand experience of factory farms turns farmer vegetarian. Although she was raised in a meat-eating environment, Ms. Helen Redout, cherry farmer and president of the Community Association for Restoration of the Environment, or CARE, of Yakima Valley in Washington, USA, explains that seeing the damage and abuse on industrial farms made her decide she could no longer support them, even in her daily life.
I was definitely a meat and potatoes person until on my trip to the market in Sunnyside, I had to pass by a dairy lot and a beef feed lot. And by the time you drove the 2 miles down there, looking at how the animals were treated and smelling the smells and seeing the dust, sometimes so bad coming off of those yards that you had to actually turn your lights on in the middle of the day. It was that heavy. After a year or so of that, I began to think, being a part of buying these commodities is encouraging their operations.
Ms. Redout has not eaten any meat nor dairy for 20 years and is still glad of her choice.
And to my surprise, it wasn't very difficult at all. In fact, my body kind of responded positively to it.
Helen Redout is part of a growing trend of people who, once confronted with the disturbing reality of raising animals, have decided that the best approach is a humane, more eco-friendly plant-based diet.
Meanwhile, the swine flu, another byproduct of animal agriculture, has spread to such an extent that the World Health Organization, or WHO, is expected to declare a pandemic within days. With cases approaching 20,000 worldwide in 67 countries, some 120 people have lost their lives, with more than 870 who have fallen ill in Australia, being the highest number outside of North America.
We thank you, Ms. Redout, and the Community Association for Restoration of the Environment, for your compassionate and intelligent choice of a meat-free existence. Our sorrow for those who have suffered loss through the swine flu and the devastating effects of animal farming operations, as we also pray that people everywhere realize their health and mental security that comes from consuming a plant-based diet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up to 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up to 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life, be veg, go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
South Asian hunger reaches 1960s famine levels. A study by the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has found that in just 2 years, the number of hungry people in South Asia has increased by 100 million. Currently, at least one-third of the people in Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan and Sri Lanka are going hungry, with over a billion persons living on less than US $2 per day. Rising food and fuel prices have made it impossible for growing numbers of people to earn sufficient money for their expenses. UNICEF is recommending that governments reduce their military spending to secure funds instead for food, healthcare and education. Meanwhile, British investigative journalist George Monbiot writes that if we care about world hunger, we must eat less meat, fish and dairy, stating that in 2008, grains fed to livestock would have covered the global food deficit 14 times. Our sincere appreciation, United Nations Children's Fund and Mr. Monbiot, for sharing these insights about the dire situation on our planet. We pray for the soon adoption of the plant-based diet by every person on Earth to ensure the care and sustenance of brethren worldwide.
Cameroonian journalist recognized for courage. Reporter Agnes Tiley has been awarded the 2009 Courage in Journalism Award by the International Women's Media Foundation. Throughout her career as a television and radio reporter, Ms. Tiley has regularly brought attention to honesty and human rights issues in Cameroon, even at risk to her own safety. She joins other notable female journalists, such as CNN's Christiane Amanpour and the late Russian journalist Anna Politkovskaya, who have also received the award, the only one in the world to recognize female bravery in reporting. Her co-recipients of this year's award are Iran's Zhila Baniyarub and Belarusian Irina Khalip. We join in lauding journalists Agnes Tiley, Zhila Baniyarub, and Irina Khalip for your quiet heroism in illuminating the truth on behalf of fellow citizens. May heaven protect you and your colleagues worldwide as you carry out your valued duties of bringing up-to-date factual information to the public.
Save our planet. Beef industry continues to take down the Amazon rainforest. A latest report from Netherlands-based environmental group Greenpeace highlights illegal beef production in Brazil, saying that the meat products often come from ranches created on new and illegally deforested land.
80% of Brazil's Amazon deforested land is currently being converted to cattle grazing. Although Brazilian law requires cattle farms in the Amazon to keep 80% of the original forest on their land, Greenpeace found on some farms that only 20 to 30% was forested. The organization is thus calling for a boycott of farms involved in deforestation and is asking wholesale buyers of Brazil's beef products for support.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today. This is growing. Cattle is the main driver of forest destruction. And Amazon deforestation makes of Brazil the fourth largest emitter of greenhouse gases. If you want to save the climate, we need to save the Amazon.
We are deeply thankful for this important report, Greenpeace, which further highlights the need for immediate action to save the lungs of our Earth. May everyone soon be veg, realizing that this is the food choice to protect all life on our shared planetary home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has long been aware and has even cautioned previously about the global warming crisis with its link to meat production, as on one such occasion in a 1994 discussion in Hawaii, USA.
Every year we cut down forests as big as England just to raise animals. So how many rainforests has been destroyed? And this change atmosphere, change the rain. That's why our planet is heating up, and then many places are having problem with flood and also drought, long periods. So if we want to save the planet, if we want to preach environmental care, we should be vegetarian.
Save our planet. Green efforts of National Health Service England lauded. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has recently recognized the pioneering efforts of National Health Service England, or NHS, in reducing emissions. Earlier this year, NHS England outlined plans to lower the healthcare sector's carbon footprint, which included goals of more carbon-neutral hospitals, adjusting transportation services, and shifting toward plant-based menus. The WHO commended these comprehensive plans as being the first of their kind in the world, representing a striving for sustainability while maintaining high standards of healthcare. A gracious salute, National Health Service England, for your exemplary leadership in eco-change, wishing you success and inspiration to others in expanding green practices that benefit both people and the environment.
Save our planet. Update on our association members' trip to Santiago, first veg city in the Philippines. On May 25th, Santiago Mayor Amelita S. Navarro and the City Council passed the new vegetarian resolution to promote vegetarianism in Santiago, a measure based largely on Supreme Master Ching Hai's compelling message towards a vegan diet for ourselves and the planet. Mayor Navarro expressed her appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you so much again, my Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this opportunity, and you will be long remembered in Santiago. And please consider us one of your best allies in this part of Asia. I think you will really see to it that someday we will be part of your big program in the whole world. Count us in, Madam. And thank you so much.
The mayor, who has now become a vegetarian herself, invited our association to give seminars about the health and environmental benefits of the animal-free diet. Our association members from Formosa or Taiwan, on behalf of Supreme Master Ching Hai, were honored to make the visit. With Master's permission, we would like to share more highlights from their report.
May 28, 2009. Most Gracious Master. On Thursday, May 21st, we were invited to give an SOS seminar presentation at the 63rd Auxiliary Philippine Medical Association, or APMA, convention held in Manila. The APMA chairman and Santiago City Mayor, Amelita Navarro, awarded Supreme Master Chinghai with a trophy of appreciation for saving our beloved earth through vegetarianism. A few days later, a seminar was presented to 150 city officials to further support the vegetarian project. Another seminar was given to a group of Santiago's most scholarly youth, who through the mayor's leadership had created their own powerful manifesto called Our Commitment to Vegetarianism.
We're not just saving lives, but we are saving the future of our children.
Thanks, Master, for granting us this wonderful journey. Association members from Formosa.
A hero salute to you, Mayor Amelita Navarro, for your courageous and exemplary initiative to help save the world through advocacy of the plant-based diet. Our congratulations, City of Santiago, and all enthusiastic participants for leading the way toward the betterment of all planetary inhabitants. Our heartfelt gratitude to Supreme Master Chinghai, who offers her support and wisdom always for this most important cause. And may Earth flourish with bountiful life as the world chooses veg, one city at a time.
Save Our Planet. A new documentary called Food Inc. documents agribusiness and the harsh realities of factory farming, along with its harmful effects on animals, our health, and the environment.
The industry doesn't want you to know the truth about what you're eating, because if you knew, you might not want to eat it.
Save Our Planet. To protect biodiversity and safeguard against further climate change, Australian Environment Minister Peter Garrett announces plans to increase protected land areas by 25% within the next 4 years.
Save Our Planet. Farming projects that conserve food seeds from 11 countries, Egypt, Kenya, Costa Rica, India, Peru, Senegal, Uruguay, Nicaragua, Cuba, Tanzania, and Morocco, receive a total of $500,000 from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, in support of agriculture and food security.
Save Our Planet. The documentary The End of the Line by award-winning British environmental journalist Charles Clover explains how the unsustainable practice of overfishing depletes marine life and destroys oceans.
Man is not going to change, and the sea going to be dead.
Shiny the Shemi, and I'm completely vegetarian. I have a tip on how to keep your eyes comfortable while using a computer. To make the text larger or smaller on the screen, you can press the control key and move the mouse wheel at the same time until you reach the size you prefer. Moving the wheel away from you makes the font bigger, while bringing it towards you reduces it. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
Thank you.
In world news, a workshop on climate change takes place in Burkina Faso. United Nations organizations and a number of other groups together sponsored a four-day meeting in Ouagadougou. 70 authorities and decision makers discussed ways to help West African sectors, including agriculture and forestry. It was recommended that methods to lessen global warming should be integrated into the regional and national plans for development. Our sincere gratitude, United Nations organizations, other sponsoring groups, and participating individuals for arranging and taking part in this essential gathering. We pray that West Africa, as well as the rest of the world, will take every possible step to help bring our ecosphere back into balance and harmony.
In environmental news, United States will enhance protection of oceans. The U.S. Departments of Interior and Commerce, along with federal, state, and territorial agencies, are creating a partnership to form a National System of Marine Protected Areas, MPA. U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, Will Shafroth, said MPAs are a critical tool for conserving cultural resources, marine species, habitats, and ecosystems, and a national system will make this tool even more effective. MPAs in the U.S. include the open ocean, intertidal zones, coastal regions, and estuaries. Our respectful appreciation to the United States for safeguarding our life-sustaining seas. May all waters of our planet soon return to their original purity. Up next on Noteworthy News, a United Kingdom inventor builds energy-efficient homes called EcoPods. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back with more beneficial news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, comfortable news for a calming world. In sustainable living news, a United Kingdom company builds energy-efficient EcoPods. The dome-shaped homes built by the EcoHab company range from 4 to 6 meters in size. Designed by Mr. Aidan Quinn, externally the EcoPod consists of solar panels and wind turbines to provide power. Internally, the walls are lined with polyurethane for insulation. In addition, rainwater is harvested. The pods are completely sealed, are transportable, and require very little material to be constructed. Our green hats off to you, Mr. Aidan Quinn and EcoHab, for your very environmentally friendly creation. We look forward to seeing more such innovative designs that are gentle on our cherished earth.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Please Send.
A housewife sent a letter to the mail order company. Please, sir, send me the frying pan on page 11 of your catalog. I will try it, and if it's good, I will send you the $20 by return mail. So came the reply. Madam, please send us your check first. If it's good, we will send you the frying pan by return mail.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, dear Supreme Master Television, I am Sadok. I am a huge supporter of yours. I would like to thank you for your blessed efforts, work, and dedication that bring joy and happiness to the entire planet. Your endeavors are comprehensive in that you focus on all the fields of life. Your concern is to look after the entire universe, whereas you care about all the creatures alike. Your programs are the most effective work I have ever seen. Your show about Palestinian culture and traditions is amazingly great. I think it is the first show that explains and manifests the real heritage of Palestine, because my country and my people both have always been marginalized. Nobody really cared or cares about Palestine but a few like Your Highness. God bless. I don't dislike Supreme Master Television. Actually, I love it. Regards, Sadok from Palestine. God bless all of us.
Precious Sadok, your heartfelt note brought tears to our eyes. The Palestinian heritage is indeed truly beautiful, and it is our honor, as per Supreme Master Ching Hai's instruction, to present the immense richness and sacredness of cultures around our world. Supreme Master Ching Hai especially loves and feels the pain of suffering humans and all beings, and helps them in any way she can. In Allah's eyes, all are beloved, with faith, peace, and goodwill.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and constructive stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com
the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News.
May divine light illuminate your path. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ministers from 45 countries convened for the 9th Asian European Meeting, or ASEM, in northern Ulak or Vietnam, where they welcomed India, Mongolia and Pakistan for the first time.
Māori television in New Zealand features a new series of the program Ke Te Aronui, which showcases the rich breadth of traditional and contemporary indigenous Maori art and culture.
Formosan or Taiwanese health officials announced the beginning of surcharges on tobacco products.
The Los Angeles-based Animal Cruelty Investigations, or ACI, intervenes to halt the cruel practice of bullfighting during a Portuguese festival in Artesia, California, USA.
The Musée Magritte Museum opens in Brussels, Belgium, dedicated to the works of famous Belgian surrealist artist René Magritte.
Young leaders and scholars from 10 countries meet in Hanoi, Ao Lạc, or Vietnam to discuss ways of increasing the role of young people in poverty reduction and social protection.
A collaborative study by the University of Florida and Washington State University in the USA found that in comparison to conventionally grown produce, organic varieties have 16 to 25% more nutrients.
France's agriculture ministry announces a 10% decrease in consumption of French wine within the country and a 15% decrease globally during 2008.
Qatari Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani welcomes Comoros President Ahmed Abdallah Sambi to Doha, where the two leaders discuss furthering their country's relations.
Spain's Queen Sofia modeled frugal living when she took a budget Ryanair flight from Santander, Spain for a visit in London, England, with the flights costing $21 US each way. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.